Hello, this is Joshua Mitchell. Nothing.
Hi, my
Yes.
name is Lindsay. I'm returning a call from Art Shop Fiber Sales Line.
Yes, Lindsay. Hi, I'd like to set up a customer.
Okay, yes, I can help you with that today. Okay,
Awesome.
let me see here. And what is their home address?
And what's the home address here, ma'am?
43
Josephs, Josephs Drive.
Oh. Okay, thank you. And then, what city and zip code?
It is Sagittarius. It's, what's the zip code?
12477.
12477. And did I say it right? Saugerties.
Oh, yes, Saugerties. Thank you so much. Okay, I'll go ahead and look this up here. Hold on just one moment.
And then,
just get this here.
I have to learn new names every day. Okay. What's that, ma'am?
Okay, let me just look this address up here real fast. Hold on one moment.
And yeah, she's looking up getting validated. Yeah, I do. So, the company, Archcom, I own a sales solution company. That's me. I work for a national company. We do door-to-door travel. So, I'm counted. But the best thing is, this we only go with big pricing companies, like...
Okay, yes, thank you so much. I did find that address, and it looks like it is serviceable right now. Okay, is this a home?
What's that?
This
it's
location,
a home, yes.
It's a home? Okay, thank you so much. Okay, and what service plan were they interested in?
They were interested in one of the... Same price, yeah, 2 years ago. Yes, and they're going to do the 2 gig.
We'll get them.
They want the 2 gig for the price of the 1 gig.
Okay, yes, let me see here.
Awesome.
Okay, I do see that promo code here, the $20 off the 2 gig. Okay, I do see that here. And then will they be using Archtop equipment or their own?
They'll be using their your equipment, Archtop equipment.
Okay, thank you. And did they need any Wi-Fi extenders?
No, they don't need an extender.
Okay, were they interested in phone service?
Did you want to do the phone service or not? You can look into it if you like, but you don't have to do it right now. All right, so no for now, no.
Okay, yes, all right. Okay, and then do they rent or own the property?
They own the property, right?
Okay.
Okay,
thank you.
Yep,
and then
own
how
it.
Are their how are their current utility wires feeding into their home? Is it through the air or under the ground?
Under the ground.
Okay, thank you. And then is their billing address the same as their home address?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, and then what is the account holder's first and last name?
And real quickly before, can you go ahead and bypass the credit, the quality check, or the credit check and the $50 deposit? There's like a code 999 that you can put in there. Do you know about that?
Okay, yes. Let me see here. I think that's on the next page. Let me
Perfect,
see.
Perfect, great. Let's go ahead and get you your info, and then we'll move on to that. You're good.
Okay, yes.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. Yeah, that's okay.
Here
just
she
their,
is.
First and last name.
Yeah, she'll give you their information. Here you go.
Okay.
Here you go. Lisa is her first name.
Okay, is that L-I-S-A?
L-I-S-A, yes.
Okay, and can you spell their last name?
Last name. K-O-P-Y-C-I-N-S-K-I. I was doing a fist bump, but I only got that because they have their name on their front of the porch. I got lucky.
Oh,
I was
no.
like, Coffee Nuczynski, that's pretty easy.
And I'm sorry, I got, can you just repeat that one last time?
K-O-P-Y-C-I-N-S-K-I. So, Kopczynski.
Okay, yes. And just to confirm, make sure I'm getting that correct, K-O-P-Y-C-I-N-S-K-I?
Perfect.
Okay, yes. Thank you so much. Let me add this here. Okay, and then what is their email address?
Cool. My daughter and sales could be.
Sorry, did you say something?
That's okay, yes. What is their email address?
Okay, email address?
Lisa Kopy.
Lisa Kopy. LisaKopy. 3@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you. Was that LisaKopy3@gmail.com?
Perfect.
Okay, thank you. And what is their phone number?
Phone number? 845-399-3044.
Okay, thank you. Was that
845-399-3044? Yes, ma'am.
Okay, yes, thank you so much. And then did you already go through the phone, email, and text opt-ins with them? Or do you want me to say that to the customer?
Did you want the text or email option when the technician for any communication? Do you want it through text, or would it be easier? Or email? She wants it by email.
Okay, yes, okay. And so, let me see here. And then, did you read those opt-ins to her? It's just a one thing, just to let her know that the agreement about it, or do you want me to read it out?
Yeah, go ahead and read it out.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, just for the email, so this is just a disclosure for the email. Do you agree to receive marketing and information on discounts and special offers via email? You can unsubscribe at any time by contacting our office or clicking unsubscribe at the bottom of our emails. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Thank you so much. Okay. And then there is also a termination service disclosure here. Any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is the property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. Archtop will provide a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archtop Fiber. Archtop Fiber reserves the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $130 per unit for not returning the equipment within 30 days of terminating service. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website at archtopfiber.com. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your eCare account, which you are automatically enrolled in today using the email address provided. Okay, do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Yes.
Okay, yes, thank you so much. And just make sure after today signing up to go ahead and check your email address, and that will have all of your eCare information to go ahead and sign up with that. Okay. Thank you so much. You can return me to the sales rep if you would like. Thank you.
And so, one second, let me say something real fast.
Yes.
Great. Go ahead and
Okay, yes. Thank you so much. And now we're at the part with the credit check. And would they like to bypass that with the $50 deposit?
That's what I was saying. Now just go ahead and say that they approve, or did the credit check approve, and the 999. There's a set of nines, 10 set of nines that you put into the code, and it's going to bypass the $50 deposit and credit check.
Okay, yes, I understand. Okay, so 10 nines, right?
Yes.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, I went ahead and entered that there. And then would they like to sign up for auto pay and paperless billing?
Paperless billing, I think they'll do the auto pay on the email. If the installation goes through, they can set that up themselves. So, yeah, we'll just go ahead and say paperless billing, no auto pay for now.
Okay, yes, let me see here. Yeah. Let me see here.
Definitely.
So it's making me choose one of them through their bank account or credit or debit card. If they would like to sign that up later, I'll just have to choose no here.
Yeah, just go ahead and do that.
Okay, yes. Okay. And then would they like paperless billing?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go ahead and sign up for that here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay, and then is there anything else that they need the install team to be aware of on their property?
Is there any, like, underground dog fences or sprinkler lines, anything along the fiber lines that we need to worry about? No? Okay. No, you're fine.
Okay, yes. Okay, thank you so much. Okay.
Thank you. Awesome.
Okay, let me just see here. Okay, we're ready to go ahead and schedule the appointment, I think.
They're going
to
schedule that right now, and it should be, after that, should be done. Thank you for your patience, too.
Okay, yes. All right, so we can schedule out 5 days ahead. So, one, yep. Two.
Can we do next? Is there next Thursday available?
Okay, yes. Thursday, October the 10th.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that.
Okay, yes, that is available, and there's a few times, either 8 a.m.
Not October 10th. What about the one before that?
Okay, let me see here. October 3rd?
Yeah.
Okay, let me see here. Let me see if that's available. Hold on 1 minute. I know I have to do 5 days ahead. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
It should be 6 days.
Six. Seven, it should be 6 days, yeah. Yes. October 3rd is available.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Yeah, let's okay. do that. And are you a morning or a day person? Okay. Well, let's do a 10 to 12.
Okay, yes. We have a 10 o'clock a.m. appointment.
10 a.m.? Okay. We'll do 10 a.m. on the 3rd. It'll be next Thursday, a week from now.
Okay, yes. And, okay.
Great. And okay, she's so going to receive that email?
Yes, it's going to send to her Gmail account here. So I have October 3rd at 10 a.m. to 12 p.m.
October 3rd, 10 a.m. Yep, perfect.
Okay, I'll go ahead and schedule that here. Okay, that has been successfully scheduled. Yes.
Good. Awesome.
Okay. Did you have any other questions for today?
No, ma'am. I appreciate you, and everything's good.
Okay, thank you so much. You have a good day.
All right, bye.